The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Hi, I'm J.J. Watt, and I'm hosting SNL this week with musical guest Luke Combs.
Gotta say, this feels like a big one.
Yeah, this is like my Super Bowl.
Yeah, I guess it's like my Super Bowl, too.
Sports, sports,
sports, sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Hey, that wasn't bad. Now I want to watch the thing. Hey, it's the Friday before the Super Bowl. I hope everybody's in a great mood. If you're not, you will be by the end of this show. Let's do it. It's a Friday on the Mother Bleeping Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Also, get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on the Twitch channel and comment there, you can do that. So plenty of ways to get in touch with the show on a Friday. The Friday before the Super Bowl. The Friday before J.J. Watt's Super Bowl, apparently. SNL. And, hope everybody's in a great mood. I damn sure am. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. It's the last day that we'll be on air during football season.
I know. It's a little depressing. But at the same time, I'm going to have fun with it because it's the last time we're going to be on for a football game.
You're a glass half full kind of guy.
I am. I'm
a Topo Chico half empty.
Well, that's more than half full, actually. So there.
Yeah, says the optimist.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know why I'm in a great mood today. I shouldn't be, but
yes, Aaron, I can see that. Is that what did you write that to me?
Somebody's got
calling. No, that's the intern making sure it's connected out there.
Gotcha.
Disconnected from the phone server.
Okay.
I thought you were just checking to make sure AJ could see the game, which he clearly bet on.
Me?
Yeah.
You think I just bet on every game? No.
I think you bet on every game that you ask Aaron to put on the television.
Yeah.
That's not unfair.
I mean, it's possible that I'm just really interested in Ivy League basketball.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not buying that for a second. So, first shout out to our buddy Radu. He did a hell of a show last night at Secret Group that I was fortunate enough to participate in. Good crowd. It was fun to be able to do jokes that I could never get away with on air. That was kind of cool. Had a lot of fun, so hopefully I'll get invited back to that. That was cool.
All right.
Secret group. Today, though, I spent way too much time in the damn... This is my first complaint about Apple ever.
Uh-oh.
I've always had really good luck, and ever since I switched to the MacBook, it's been like the greatest thing ever.
Okay.
Well, I've been having a little problem with the screen where it's kind of flickering a little occasionally on the photos.
Okay.
And it's kind of got a green tint to it. It's not on the stuff... Like, the text is fine, but it's just the photos. So
weird.
I took it in. Yeah, and I went through... Well, I talked to a support for an hour and went through all the, troubleshooting things that they tell you to do. None of them worked. So I take it to the store. And the guy's, yeah, no problem. We can fix that for you. I'm like, great. Goes, we'll have to leave it for a week.
Ooh.
And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait. Just...
Not ideal.
Okay, so you've got a loaner program, right? Oh, no. Well, you have a rental program, right? No. Which I would think, because I spent too much money for the damn warranty, that would cover a loaner.
You would think so.
You would think, right? So he tells me my options are, if you want to, we have a 14-day return policy, so if you just wanted to buy a new one.
That's a giant pain in the ass.
And I'm like, this is a con. This is an absolute con, because I buy another one, and maybe something happens to it, and then I'm stuck with two of them. So I'm like, no. And he said, well, you can take it to a repair place, but then your warranty's not going to be any good. And I go, okay, that also feels like a con, that you conned me into this damn warranty, which wasn't cheap.
Right.
So there's no way. I mean, I could do the show without it. I could find a way to get by. I don't have another computer anymore because I had friends who needed laptops, so I gave them those old beat-up Dells that weren't worth a crap anyway, so I don't have a backup. So it's like, okay. And it's not bad enough where I can't deal with it. So
you want my advice?
I'll take your advice, and then I'll tell you what I did.
Next time you go on vacation, leave your laptop.
That would be a really good idea. What I decided to do, and actually I thought about that, but I don't have any vacation planned until like June, if then. So, maybe, you know, I'm going to take a few days here and there, but I'm not going to take a week.
Okay.
So, what I decided to do was get online and find the cheapest piece of crap fill-in computer that'll last me a week. And once it gets here on Thursday,
did you get
I got an HP Chromebook
used or new? Used, or?
Yeah. I'm not going to spend $300 on a new computer for a backup for something I'm going to use for a week. So it's like $80.
That's not bad.
It'll be here Thursday, and then when it does, I'll put this one.
It'll be here Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like a really long time.
I didn't want to pay extra for shipping.
Yeah, but it seems. I mean, even if you don't pay for shipping, it seems like it could get here faster than a week.
It says by Thursday. It already shipped today, so it's going to be here before Thursday.
Okay.
So as soon as it is, I'll take it in. But you know, but I don't understand how you can't have a loaner program or at least a rental program.
Yeah.
Hey, man, fuck that. And yeah, everybody's saying it's not the last day of football season. We have the XFL. Yes, we have the XFL on our station. Very excited about that. It's not the NFL or college football. So.
I don't know what the XFL is going to be yet.
I don't either. And I might like it. I might enjoy it too. I'm going into it with an open mind. And hopefully it'll be cool. And, you know, I hope it's successful because if it's successful, that's good for us.
Yeah.
You know, from a selfish standpoint.
There's no guarantees that it's going to be a great product. Yeah, I don't know. I definitely hope it is now that we're in business with those guys. But yeah, we don't know what the on-field product's going to look like.
Yeah. But we'll see. But anyway, Alex says, I thought you were in a good mood but complaining about your laptop. I don't want to see you angry. No, I'm actually in a great mood because I figured it all out. And you know what? I can't go that long, though, because of SportsMap. I mean, I could get by on the show, but trying to post stuff on SportsMap from a phone.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah, I have done it, but it's one of those things you have to do in an emergency. Like you're out somewhere doing something and, I've got to post something. You can do that, but you can't go and do every single story on there because it's too much of a pain in the ass. So now, but I got to the gym today, got some work done around here. I'm in a great mood, ready for the Super Bowl. I have decided that I am going to, I've decided where my money's going to go.
Okay.
My main bet, and then you know, I'm going to mess around with some of the props.
Favorite props?
I've got a few, yeah, and and they're ones we've talked about because especially there's a couple that Brad and RJ and those guys were on early on that I really like too, the more I look at them. So we'll talk about that today. We got all kinds of good stuff to talk about. And if you missed out, Cody got a really good, Cody and Jake got a really good interview with DeAndre Hopkins and his mom. That's on SportsMap if you want to go check it out. I know they played a little bit of it on.
I think they played the whole thing.
Did they play the whole thing?
The Usual Suspects, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, they're there at Radio Row and they're, it's all good.
It's all good, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all good, man.
Yeah. So if you're forgetting about the gift from God himself that is the XFL, football season continues through spring. You're not done talking about it. My condolences. Well, no, we are done unless it turns out to be interesting.
Yeah.
Which it might be. So, yeah, I
the power of positive thinking.
Yeah, no, I hope it's great.
I mean, it would be nice to have quality football year-round, certainly. So, I mean.
Well, and if I can find some betting angles, that'll interest me a hell of a lot more than anything else.
Right.
Because at times. Well, this time of year, I really need to take off from football because I've got, you know, I'm doing this stuff for Sam Houston. I'm getting ready for the Triple Crown, which is a big deal. And, you know, so right about when the CFL cranks up, in June, I'm ready to get back to football.
I don't think I'm going to try to bet on the XFL.
I'm gonna see what happens
because I'm so deep in college basketball now.
Well, that's the thing. You're doing college basketball. I'm doing horses and hockey, and it's kind of like, do I really need to go ahead? Because it's not easy when you're doing all that and college football and pro football. So it's almost a little bit of a break, which isn't a bad thing. But from a success standpoint, I hope they do well. I really do. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 on a happy Friday here in the city.
Hey, look, Jimmy called about half a day too late.
Oh, really?
Jimmy, what's your advice for Fred?
Hey, so Fred, so I'm a former Mac genius from way back in the day when I was at the Apple store. If you call the phone support again and tell them, hey, you want to do a depot repair, what that means is they'll ship you a box, and the repair actually is done here in Houston. There's a service center here in Houston that does most of the United States. So all the laptops actually come to Houston over in 290, and they do the repairs there. So if you ship it, they'll get it the next day, they'll diagnose it, and what they'll usually do is they'll replace a lot more parts than that you probably usually need. If they do it in the store, they do just like the actual part, just the one part. But if they do it at the service center, they have to quickly turn these things around. So you may get like more RAM, a new motherboard, so on and so forth. And then they do the quick test and they ship it out the same day. So you may get it within 3 to 4 business days.
Hmm.
Well, there
That's very good advice. I will try that as soon as my backup shows up this week. All right. I didn't know that, though, that they actually do the repair here.
I didn't know that either. Well, so. I mean, I know they normally do repairs, like, in the Apple store.
I thought that's where they do them. It's like, no, we have to ship it off, is what he told me.
Oh, you must have, like, a real problem.
It's not really...
I've had, like, big stuff replaced in the Apple store.
I mean, does it look like that much of a problem to you? It's just, like, a green tent that comes and goes. And sometimes it's not even there.
That's weird. It's when you move your mouse around.
Yeah, it's when I move my mouse, or it's pretty much that's when it does it, yeah. So... That's no big deal. I mean, I can use it, but it was just the fact that you don't have any... Like, I guarantee you I'm not the only person whose entire business is on one computer. So, you know those dorky people we're talking about that go into coffee shops? I bet you they couldn't go a week without theirs.
That's true.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my friends at Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. You want to start the new year great? Start it with Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. This Houston weather, it's unpredictable. If you're heating or cooling your house, the professionals at Allstate Siding and Windows can help you. They can check your older windows for drafts and leaks that could be costing you money. Call Allstate Siding and Windows today. Get a free window inspection. That's $0 for a window inspection. You cannot beat that deal. Plus, 30% off all windows and $2,500 for all full siding jobs. They're family owned and operated for over 45 years. They've been around, which means they're going to be around for the long haul. Military discounts, senior discounts available. Remember, for the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. A lot of people being really cool and offering to lend me a laptop for a week. I appreciate that, but I need to have a backup anyway. So just in case mine gets stolen or something, it's not a bad thing that I'm picking up an extra one just because, but I'm not spending a lot on it. You excited about your Mavericks and Rockets tonight?
No.
Did you know they were both 29 and 18?
I wasn't aware of that.
hey, someone's 18 will no longer be seen.
Someone's 18 has got to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I will be watching that with no sound on because Wright State plays Milwaukee tonight, so got to get down on the Raiders.
Yeah, I'll flip over and watch a little bit of it, but you know, mostly my sports viewing this week will be UH Cincinnati tomorrow in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Those are the things I care about. Maybe some hockey mixed in. But, you know, that's...
It's nice that the college basketball schedulers threw us a bone here and made sure that somebody from Houston was playing on this Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that. Sad. And I'm back to handicapping the hockey. I don't have anything tonight, though. There were a couple games that right on the number, unfortunately, so won't be playing those. But, yeah, your Rockets will be part of some of those prop bets.
Yeah, here we go.
So does that excite you?
No. Okay. Listen, I don't like prop bets that I've got to wait on. Like, I don't like if you can parlay the Chiefs with – will the next president be female?
Yeah.
No, like, what am I trying to do? Put down $100 and then wait until November and maybe I'll get money then? No way.
Prop bets, I prefer the instant ones.
Yeah.
You know, you win right away and then you can roll it into something else. Okay, so one game tomorrow.
And Mask Off says, do you think the Mavs plus 8.5 is good? I don't bet NBA. I have no idea. I'd just be telling you a lie. Yeah. I mean, it seems like, do I think the Mavs are within 8.5 points of the Rockets?
Probably,
but I know Doncic is on a bum wheel, so...
Well, he's not playing.
Yeah.
That's why it's 8.5. It was 5, and it went up immediately.
I don't play NBA, but I would pass it anyway.
We're going to continue to ride the Vancouver on the road train Saturday. Over 5.5 at the Islanders. It's a noon game, so if you want to get in early. But they have been just absolute money on overs on the road. So that's our first play... post All-Star.
All right.
And Rockets Babe asked how the conspiracy event was. It was fun as hell, man. I had a blast. There's some really funny people there, and Radu does a great job with it. The podcast will be available at some point, and I'll let people know. But, yeah, I was able to do some really inappropriate jokes that I could have never gotten away with otherwise, which is fun. Yeah, you know, most of the time we have to kind of keep it under control. It's also fun to just – it's 422. Yeah. Always fun to be able to drop F-bombs while you're doing a show, too.
Oh, I would never do that.
Because
I'm a pro.
Okay, I believe you. But, yeah, I was going to ask, because I know it was a podcast, and I was going to ask Radu right off the bat, hey, is it okay to cuss? And then the first word out of his mouth was the F-word while he was setting it up. So I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm good. No worries. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, Mac Daddy is confirming what the caller said, basically.
Says ship it off.
Says D-Pair repo is legit. You have to ask for it on the phone. They'll do some repairs in-house if they're not busy, but mostly they ship it to the same service center. And if they screw it up, they may send you a brand-new machine, which I don't really need a new machine.
I mean, your laptop's like, what, less than a year old?
No, right? It's about 3 years old now.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah, I've had it for a while, which is kind of cool. It's the first time I've had any issues with it. And by now, I would have been through 4 Dells. So,
you burned through those damn things.
Yeah, well, and not that I'll ever get or want a Dell endorsement, but those things were garbage. I really am glad that I'm not dealing with that anymore. But I find it odd that there's no rental or anything. You just, oh, yeah, we'll take your computer. I mean, how many people can afford to be without their Mac for
That's
a week?
That's tough.
I mean,
yeah.
If you had to be without, well, you could do your job still because you have a computer
I've
in
got
your
a
office.
Computer in my office, but it would be tough for me to do the show. I'd have to, like, print out notes and things like, I mean.
Yeah, you could do it. That's the thing. I mean, I could go and just print things out and do it old school. But it'd be a pain in the ass, but it'd be a week, so it wouldn't be a big deal. But I can't post a sports map.
But also for like my handicapping stuff, all that's like my spreadsheets and stuff like that are all on here. I can't. What am I going to do that on my work computer all day?
Who has a better spreadsheet, you or Barry?
I don't know.
Because I've never seen Barry's. I just hear him talk about it.
I don't know then.
I'm just curious.
Probably Barry's then.
Okay.
Mine's a bunch of mishmash. I like to make it where you know, some layperson found it, they'd think that I was just making nonsense.
Like, so yours is like it's like a code that they have to crack.
Kind of.
That's how mine is for hockey. Like, you could look at it, and I mean, you would be able to figure it out because I'm guessing you kind of do the same sort of numbers thing. But the average person would look at it and go, "What the hell is this? I have no idea what this is." So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, is this going the way you want or not the way you want?
Oh, it's not going the way I want.
Really? So, you're a Harvard guy?
I was today. And I knew it was a bad call because as soon as I played this last night, like on the overnight number, and I woke up this morning, I played it at Harvard -1, and then I woke up this morning and looked at my phone, and it was Penn -2.5. I was like, wait a minute. Oh, well, somebody knew something.
And you got the wrong. Well, you know what? It's early yet.
It's early yet, but yeah, like Harvard's not... They're not the one of these teams that shoots threes, so that's the downside to things.
But they're smarts.
The guys from Penn are also smart.
Yeah, but are they as smart as Harvard?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm not counting on them to do a math problem while they're playing ball, though, either.
Space Ghost said that was a great interview that Jake and Cody had. Yeah, it's...
We may run it today, because I didn't get to hear it, and I'm guessing a lot of people didn't, but... we aren't going to have RJ today.
Okay.
So maybe we can hear that later on in the show.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, RJ texted me and told me he's going to be running to the airport basically as soon as his show ends.
Ah.
So
he's getting out of there.
He's getting out of
there. So he hated Miami.
You know, I would guess Miami isn't the kind of scene for RJ.
I mean, yeah,
I'm sure he's, you know, I'm sure he had a fine time, but like RJ doesn't, he doesn't drink regularly.
I think he only drinks when we're there.
Yeah, he doesn't drink much.
No.
So,
well, when he does go out with us, he drinks too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's not like an every night go out guy.
No.
It's like he has to have instigators. And I think that he doesn't hang around with a lot of instigators because they know better.
Yeah.
We don't, so.
All right, guys. You know what I know about? Carbach. And I know that Monday, February 10th, 11 a.m., Sterling Country Club, they're going to be doing the Carbach Classic, the fourth annual. All proceeds donated to the National MS Society through the Carbach Cycling Team. And golfers are going to get a free concert by a surprise celebrity. They're going to get to pick a celebrity of their choice to golf with. Jeff Bloom, Kevin Walter, other Texans players, Mark Clayton, and more. And they're going to get lunch and dinner provided by Backyard Grill. Purchase tickets today at carbachbrewing.com. Do a good thing for people with MS. Look at you doing the right thing. Then Sunday, February 16th, 1 o'clock at the brewery, the Rodeo Clown Roundup. They're kicking things off rodeo season with the concert that they've been doing now. This is the third annual. The lineup, Blackberry Smoke, Corey Morrow, Band of Heathens, Clint Daniels. Going to be a great show. Grab your tickets today at carbachbrewing.com. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to find out everything that's going on. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender this weekend to please make it a Carbach. Be dressed and ain't no salad. Uh-huh. Can't fuck with her, she messy, that's the hazard. Oh no, tell the ref. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Friday. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. See where your pro football focus did their quarterback rankings for the year?
I did not. The final list is out.
Indeed.
I've been waiting for this.
Well, I mean, this is my usual caveat that Pro Football Focus has kind of become a joke, but some of it's useful. Would you care to guess where Deshaun Watson landed on their list?
Regular season list?
Regular season.
I would guess he's near the bottom of the top 10.
How near to the bottom of the top 10?
Let's go ninth.
Ninth would be absolutely 100% correct.
Dang, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. You sure you're not looking at this?
Yeah, I don't have it up.
Okay. Well, I'll give you the ones ahead of him. And there's a couple that...
Well, can I guess them?
Yeah, you can guess them if you want, sure.
Lamar Jackson.
Number five, actually. Lamar Jackson was okay. Number five on their list.
Patty Mahomes.
Patricia Mahomes, number two.
Russell Wilson.
Number one.
Drew Brees.
Number three. I see almost no chance of you getting the rest of these.
Hold on. I've got a sneaky one here.
Okay.
Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford checked in at number eight, believe it or
okay,
not.
Okay, so I'm still good.
Yeah, although he didn't play a whole season, so it's kind of chicken bleep, but all right.
Dakota Prescott.
Incorrect,
oh,
sir.
Oh, off the board.
That's your strike one.
Okay, strike one. Did they put Aaron Rodgers there?
Aaron Rodgers checks in at number seven.
It's iffy, but okay.
I would take Deshaun's year over both Stafford's and Rodgers, by the way.
I think
way.
I would have, too. So how many are left?
One. You need number four. You need number six. You need number four and number six.
Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins came in at number six, which surprised me a little bit.
Carson Wentz?
Incorrect. Ooh, strike two.
Okay, one
you
more.
Get one more strike.
It wouldn't be James Garoppolo. Ooh. Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill came in. He is your correct answer, sir.
All right.
Boy, you almost blew that one.
I did.
So.
What was I thinking?
Tannehill came in at number four. So your final rankings were Wilson one, Mahomes two.
Okay.
Drew Brees three, Tannehill four, Lamar Jackson five.
Tannehill ahead of Lamar Jackson is so racist.
Okay. So
the only explanation.
So is Jackson ahead of Kirk Cousins then, who was sixth. Aaron Rodgers, seven. Matthew Stafford, eight. Deshaun Watson, nine.
Who was 10?
Number 10 was Dak.
Okay.
So Derek Carr, 11. Tom Brady, 12. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Tom Brady, 12?
Yeah. This is why PFF's kind of a joke these days.
Come on, bro. We all saw that.
Jimmy Garoppolo, 13.
Shame.
Number 14. Ryan Fitzmagic.
Dang.
Matt Ryan came in 15th. That's probably as deep as we want to go.
Too many picks for Matt Ryan.
But yeah, still.
I kind of want to know where...
Well, I can tell you.
I'd like to know where Jared Goff landed.
Jared Goff, 19, one spot below Baker Mayfield.
Okay, I was going to ask about Baker, and I was going to ask about Jameis.
Let's see where Hymus ranked. I'm at 20. He's 21.
Okay. What about Mitch?
Ooh, Mitch is... I'm still scrolling.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Mitch or Josh Allen lower?
Josh Allen, 26. Mitch, 27.
All right.
25?
Mason Rudolph.
No, the little man. Kyler Murray.
Oh, okay.
Your favorite player.
I was going to say Case Keenum?
Boy, the only guys... Man. The only here's your
little man could... It could be so many people now.
Here's your bottom feeders. Kyle Allen, 32.
He was horrible.
He started off fine.
He had a couple good games, and it was like, oh, yeah, he's a baller. And it's like, no, he sucks.
Mason Rudolph, 31.
He was horrible, too.
Case Keenum, 30.
The little guy.
Another little guy, yeah. Jacoby Brissett, 29.
Another guy who started off pretty good, and then it didn't go that well.
And Sam Darnold, 28.
Wreck-It Ralph. Where'd Minshew?
Gardner Minshew, number 20.
Okay. Another guy started off pretty good.
And then benched and then came back and played.
Most of these things, it's like, they give you a nice little flash and then they turn back into what they really are.
Jameis is the weird one. I mean, at 21, because he did put up, other than the picks, which of course that's like,
I mean, that's a pretty big deal. That's why Matt Ryan was where he was.
But
he didn't even turn it over nearly that much.
But Carson Wentz was 16 and Phillip Rivers 17.
Wentz seems a little low.
Carson Wentz feels low.
And
Matt Ryan feels low.
Given what Carson Wentz had to work with this year, to go 4,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, to seven picks with his the weapons around him that he had, which were basically none, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I think he had a quality year. So I would have him a little bit higher.
He's right there by Jameis. Jeez.
Yeah. And Gardner.
The shoe.
So 7-1. Oh, it's down to 5 points. See?
Yeah. You were right. It was early yet.
Yeah. See? Trust me. Falcon is wise.
Okay.
When it comes to the way of betting most of the time. Not that, you know. Yeah, I can't believe Brady's that high. It's the one thing I would caution people about using Pro Football Focus rankings, and I used to use them all the time for offensive linemen because it was like the only way you could really, at least I thought it was the only way you could go and judge whether a guy was having a good game or not. But if you're familiar with horse racing, they have these things called buyer speed figures, and everybody swears by those too. But they're very subjective. It's somebody's interpretation of what happened. It's still a human element. It's not, they're not actual, you know, computerized rankings that are based on certain things. They're how someone interpreted that person's play. And they chart certain things. And it still comes down to what you see. Yeah. Because how many times have we talked about, oh, that was clearly a catch, and then you're like, oh, no, there's no way you had that catch. You've got two people looking at the same thing and seeing two different things. So I would just caution people that, you know, they're trying to sell it to you for fantasy primarily. So just, you know, just be aware of that. I'm probably not going to get an endorsement for Pro Football Focus now. Thanks. But, oh, well. Again, not something that I would, that I use on a regular basis. I do think there's better stuff out there now, but that's just me. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So, you know, we talked about the Tom Brady photo yesterday and how it kind of set everybody off on all kinds of conspiracy theories and everything else. Somebody brought something up on Twitter that it made me think, oh, man, this is going to piss me off. What if it's a setup for a Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, it could be.
Wouldn't that make a ton of sense?
That would be lame.
Because all these people coming out, oh, no, that's not him saying goodbye. Well, then what the hell is it?
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Because it doesn't have anything. I mean, he doesn't say anything in it. So, yeah, I mean, everybody's – and by the way, Brady, are you that much of a – I always respect Brady on the field. I think he's fantastic. But isn't this kind of a thirsty move, Super Bowl week, to create something like this? I mean, do you really want to start a story with this kind of buzz when you're not there?
I mean,
doesn't it feel a little chicken bleep?
It kind of does. Let me show you what I got today.
Uh-oh.
I thought about this now that you say that. This is how used to, you know, the Patriots being the Patriots we've gotten. So I get all these things that are like, hey, this is what we've got going on. If you find this interesting, you could maybe talk about it on air, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, I get a lot of that stuff too.
Megan from Via Italian Kitchen, or Villa or Via.
Hi, Megan.
Pancho Villa. Villa, I'm guessing, for Italian purposes.
She sounds hot.
Good morning. Hope you're doing well. I wanted to pass along some details from Villa Italian Kitchen, one of America's favorite quick service pizza brands. You may know them as like, they've got the, you walk in and get by the slice usually at these places.
Huh, I'm not familiar with them.
This year, we want to share an exciting new announcement in advance of this weekend's upcoming big game. This year, the National Pizza Dynasty is upping the ante by extending a saucy prize to guests nationwide. If New England pulls out another victory, a free slice for everyone.
Ooh.
That's right. If the nation's most decorated team manages yet another record-breaking win this weekend in Miami, Villa Italian Kitchen will offer guests nationwide a free slice of Italian Kitchen pizza. To redeem, guests must simply mention the promotional deal at the sign of purchase by verbally sharing the code CHAMPS at any participating location. In addition, Villa Italian Kitchen will award New England's number 12 with a prize even sweeter than winning MVP in 2020, free pizza for life if he takes home the MVP.
And you got this today?
Today. Below, please find a full press release on the offer. It's like, dude, are you kidding me?
change.
She just went from sounds hot to not hot at all.
How did you mess that up? I mean, now I just gave them promotion for a promotion they don't even have.
Yeah, well,
not wise, guys.
Bernardo says the Tom Brady photo is a Kobe Bryant tribute to similar to. I saw that too, but it's just speculation, Bernardo. They haven't said anything.
Yeah.
He hasn't said anything. I mean, that's one speculation. I think whenever you do something like that, you're going to create a whole bunch of. You're going to keep people guessing, and that's what it is, right? Everybody's doing it.
Yep.
Everybody's doing it.
It's the oldest perfection in the world.
So I guess he's not going to get. Why do they give lifetime pizza to people who don't need it?
You think Tom Brady's eating a bunch of pizza?
No, when he retires, he probably will.
Probably.
He'll probably unload. But when they were trying to keep Kawhi Leonard in Toronto, they kept offering him all this free stuff for life. I'm pretty sure Kawhi Leonard could afford that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that your free pizza is going to be that big of a deal for $5.99 a slice to Tom Brady. But, wow. I mean, how are you that detached from what's going on
that
you send out that press release?
It's a bad look.
Well, if you want to bet on the Patriots winning the Super Bowl, you know where you can go. Mybookie.ag, and you'll find out the Patriots aren't in the Super Bowl. But there's plenty of bets anyway. There's all kinds of prop bets, you name it. And, man, they've got those cross-promotional bets with the golf tournament, with the Rockets game. So all kinds of things that you can get involved in on Sunday. And, you know, if you want to get in before that, you got AJ's college basketball. You got NBA. You got that Rockets game tonight. You got Premier League. You got college hoops. You've got NHL, UFC coming. How about that? You might want to get in there so you can play UFC. Well, get signed up today. If you join now, they're going to match your deposit by 50%, all the way up to $1,000. It means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 to play with. You have to use promo code radio to activate the offer. That's promo code radio to get your extra cash from mybookie.ag. Fast payouts, great promotions, helpful 24/7 customer service. It's all at mybookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. That's mybookie.
Is the Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN. ESPN. 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Late Hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock tonight at 7, followed by A Drink of Ages with John Demon at 9, Checkpoint Radio at 10. Patrick Creighton will come on. He'll talk about the Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
The Lakers.
The Mets.
The Raiders.
The Mets.
What are the other teams with
yards? You're telling me about the Mets.
People are creeped out, but they love when, I'm not going to call it whatever it's supposed to be, the whispering. So you're down, what, 7 here?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, you'll be fine.
I mean, technically I'm down 8.5.
Did you see this prop bet bingo card that...
Did you print one out, Aaron?
Yeah, Aaron printed it out for us, yeah. I like this. I may play against the wife Sunday with this. See who wins.
You got to go to the link and print out a second one for her.
Well, yeah, I'm not giving her this one. I like this one. But
all three of us and Tyler have one.
No, I don't like mine.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, he can print you out another one,
I guess.
But like, it's basically like total sacks over 4.5. You get one there. Now, I like the ones that you could do for a half. Like when we used to go do that Monday Night Football bingo, I can't remember what the name of the place was, but it was in Midtown. And they would do the first half, and then the second half would be a totally separate one. And that was a lot of fun. I miss doing that. Field goal in the first quarter. No, I have that one.
Actually, I think I've got a good one here that I think I see where I can win.
Yeah?
Yeah. My B column is pretty good.
See, my B column has total sacks over 4.5, first half touchdown for the Chiefs, coach's challenge for the 49ers, commercial Bud Light or Budweiser, that's a free square, second half touchdown Chiefs. So I just need the Chiefs to score in the first and second half. And, well, the total sacks might be tough.
That's a big number.
And the coaches, well, that's both teams, though.
Yeah, but I've got total sacks over 2.5.
How the hell does that happen?
Well, yours is tougher to get.
Dickweed.
I got first half total points under 27.5.
Okay, I have shortest touchdown under 10.5 yards.
Oh, see, I got under 1.5 yards.
Yeah, see, 10.5, that's
an easy one.
That's an easy one. How many commercials will have a dog in them? Over 3.5.
I got that same one.
Yeah, I'll take the over. I feel like that'll happen.
I got Garoppolo over passing yards.
I have total Jimmy Garoppolo rushing over 3.5 yards.
I've got over 6.5, which that's impossible.
Total interceptions over 1.5. I don't like that one. Largest lead of the game, over 14.5 points. Boy, the hook on that sucks.
What are these numbers from? What's the second sheet, Aaron? Tell me this.
So this one, you just make your picks on all the different prop bets. Each one is worth a point. You total up all your points at the end of the day, and whoever has the most wins it all.
All right.
Tell the people where they can get this. I'm getting a lot of that already.
The bingo card I found on Reddit. So there's a sportsbook Reddit where I get a lot of gambling information, and the guy on there just made it and made the random generator. I don't know where he took all the prop bets from. I'm guessing a congregation of sites. The other one...
A congregation or an aggregation?
Aggregation, congregation. I don't know.
I like congregation.
Yeah, I mean...
It's like church.
You're going to go to church before the game. This is a perfect thing.
The other one I'll have to tweet out because I don't remember the exact link. It was just something I had saved yesterday when I was browsing.
We'll tweet out how people can get the bingo
thing. I'll tweet out both links.
Okay. 409 says, Fred, please test the burner laptop for a couple shows before turning in the MacBook. I'm a pre-pepper spray blitzer. I know your luck with electronics. Mm. That's probably fair, but you know, I will make sure that it's set up to go before I jump on. Richard said, I bet Philip Rivers would stay with the team for free pizza for life. Hashtag 9 kids.
That's true. It's a big deal. Mm. Good thing Philip Rivers will never have to worry about winning an MVP in the Super Bowl.
Yep. Yep. I think that one's safe. Somebody suggested that the whole promotion was intentionally screwed up to get attention.
They got me then.
Well.
It just seems like a way to make your company seem stupid.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's how they'll spin it. It's like, oh, we got you talking about it. See? Yeah, bleep off. I've never had your pizza, and now I won't. So
there. Yeah, you lost a customer.
Yeah, that you never had.
And now you'll never have him.
I just want to know if Megan's hot. That's all I care about.
I'll Google her during the break.
All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. At 5 o'clock, let's talk about some of these prop bets at 5.
All right.
How does that sound?
Let's do it.
Excuse me. All right. I've also kind of landed on what I think my plays are going to be, so we'll do that. And I kind of feel like maybe today people started getting interested in the Super Bowl. And I don't feel bad that we were not there at all, because there was other stuff that happened all week that we would never have had a chance to really dive into, especially with that short show on Tuesday. So I think, but today, man, I'm kind of like, all right, I'm ready for this game. I feel pretty good about it. I think it's going to be I think it's a great matchup, and now I'm excited. Pink Valkyrie says, Maddie laughed at you lost a customer you never had. Yeah, well, you know, that's... I'm not going to stop going there. How's that?
Lamont said, let's run with this Patriots in the Super Bowl. If the Patriots were playing the Niners in this Super Bowl, how would you lean? It wouldn't be a lean. I would love the 49ers.
I would, too. I just don't know what path the Patriots would have had to get there.
I don't either.
I mean, even if they beat the Titans, they weren't winning the next week. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I was down on the Patriots basically from about week 4 on. I was like, okay, this is a mess.
Although I guess if they went in and played the way the Titans did against the Ravens, well, I guess they wouldn't have got the Ravens. They would have got the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Texans would have played the Ravens.
Yep.
So, I just don't see any path that they could have gotten there. And that's hard to say, but because they were the number one seed for most of the season. But still, AJ, do you recommend going to the UFC in Houston if you have nosebleed seats?
If you've never been, I say yes.
Yeah, because even the nosebleed seats in there are not bad. I mean, it's hard to see. And they've got that big screen, too, which helps a lot. But, yeah, I would go.
I always tell people, if you've never been, go once.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool experience.
That's a lot of fun. And if you're even remotely interested, you should do it. I was looking at some potential free agents, NFL free agents. And, obviously, we don't know what the Chargers are going to do with Rivers. But if they decide to pay Melvin Gordon,
mm-hmm.
Austin Eckler is a restricted free agent. How much interest would you have?
I don't think they're going to pay Melvin Gordon.
Well, I don't think they are either, but do you think they're going to have to pay him? And Eckler's got to get a raise, right?
You would think.
I would love to see that guy wind up someplace else, like Houston.
Yeah, I mean... The Texans are going to have how much longer do they have the Texans?
Well, Hyde's not under contract.
So they don't have a running back under contract then, right?
They have one more year on Duke Johnson.
Okay. He's not really I don't consider him even a real running back, but okay.
Well, I mean,
he's not a guy who can run first, second, third down, certainly.
No, but I think if you put Austin Eckler in that role, he could do it.
I do, but he's a restricted free agent. I think that the Chargers like him for what they would have to pay him more than they like Gordon for what they'd have to pay him.
I don't know that you invest that much money in the running back position with two guys, right?
But well, I don't think Melvin Gordon's going to be there. Period.
Yeah,
I think the Chargers are going to want to pay Austin Eckler to be their guy. If they're smart, that's what they should do.
But
I don't believe the Texans should go get in the Melvin Gordon.
God
market
no,
either.
No. But if Austin Eckler were available, yes,
yeah,
I would be very interested in that. I think you're right. I think they'll find a way to keep him, especially with him being restricted. But if not, I'd be interested. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.